I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Chase Lawman and Autumn Blink, two of the front-running athletes for the Pella Cross Country teams. Chase, I'll start with you. One of the best races you've ever run here at the Heartland Classic today, right around 16:30, in a field filled with some of the best athletes in the Midwest. What was it like out there running this kind of a race that might even be better than the state meet this year?
Yeah, it was crazy. There was just so much people around me, no matter where I was at, no matter how much I slowed down or sped up, there's always people around me, which really helped me to just keep on pushing and keep my pace good.
Well, and Autumn, this is, I think, the first time you've run in this specific race and seen this kind of field. What was it like out there, knowing that 2 weeks ago you were on this course and you were near the front of the pack, and here you were middle of the pack, and that wasn't a bad thing?
It was a lot different, just knowing that I wasn't in the front and I was in the middle. But Fife talked to us, and he was telling us how when he, like, talked to us through it, he just helped us, like, know that the girl in front of us pushes us and they're there to help us.
Well, Chase, obviously this team, you guys have not started out with your full lineup yet. Nathan's been out for a few weeks, and you've had some really tough races. Ballard on Monday, your home invitational, there are some great schools. How are you guys keeping the confidence up, knowing that you aren't running your best races yet, and that obviously you and Josiah have been at the front, but you're trying to figure out that the rest, that 3-7?
Confidence just keep rising every race. We've raced North Polk, I think, every race, and slowly we've just been keep getting closer and closer to them. And then also with that, as me and Joe speed up, we just, all the back three through 10 are all pushing each other. They all want the spots, and they're all pushing each other, just keep getting faster to keep our 5 and 7 just solid and very strong to catch North Polk.
Well, Autumn, I was calling your softball games this summer, and then a lot of the girls kind of got a jump start on training because of that, because you're playing another sport. But here you are near the front of the pack. What's it been like early this season, and what are the things you did in the off season to put yourself in a position to be competitive in these early season races?
So last year I didn't really like train in the summer, but this year I wanted to like be in the front and know what I was capable of. So I started training a lot sooner during softball season, and I think that really pushed me to want to try this year and be better.
Well, and Chase, we're about halfway through the regular season now. How do you feel about this team, and how do you feel about how you and the rest of the guys are running, knowing that your end goal is to be one of those top three teams coming up at the end of October?
I'm really confident in our team this year. I think we're just going to continue to keep dropping time and keep pushing each other to better ourselves and just slowly keep picking off team by team in the rankings and get towards that top spot.
And Autumn, you basically have a group where it's all your classmates and the sophomores. You have a freshman in Reagan Snyder who's really come on really strong as your lead runner. And then you have girls like Emily McMartin who came out as seniors. What's the team dynamic been like so far this season, and how does that help you guys push each other since many of you ran together last year as well?
I think we know that we have a few years left together, which really helps us know that as a team we can grow together and push each other to our very best.
Well, and Chase, you've run, as you kind of alluded to, in all of your races so far against guys that you'll be chasing at state. How confident are you each time you see these guys out here, and how does that push you to want to be a runner that's going to be one of those all-staters and putting your team in a good position to win it all?
I'm really confident in myself, especially now. I just see those guys, and I know I should be one of them, so I just want to stay with them as much as possible and eventually keep picking them off and keep beating them.
And Autumn, what are your goals then? Knowing that this team is young, you haven't run your best races yet. You guys surprised a lot of people in state last year. You won't surprise them this year, but what are those goals, knowing that you have a long way to go and a lot of improvements still to make?
Our team, we're trying to get everyone to 23 by state qualifying, 23 minutes, and we just want to keep picking off runners and pushing each other to our very best.
Chase Lawman and Autumn Blink, two of the lead runners for the Pella Cross Country team, joining us here. Congratulations on a great race today to both of you, and all the best to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.